So I got something interesting that I got to do this weekend besides my buddy's birthday.
Gender.
No. A gender reveal party. So this confuses me because I know people do it, but I've actually never been invited to one. Never knew anybody in my family did this, but you know, the newer generation, you know, my cousin's 20 something years old. So her and her husband is doing a baby gender reveal party. So I'm really confused by this whole thing. Like, are you supposed to bring a gift? Like, if you don't go, is that a bad thing? Like, I never ever heard of anybody doing this until the last couple of, you know, years where it got really big. So
did you do that?
I didn't do one, but like Courtney, she had one. And a lot of people do, and they put them on Facebook. It's a whole, when you ever see on like Instagram or whatever, where it's like, it's in a box or it's some kind of balloon.
Yeah.
And they popped it and then it's like pink or it's blue. So usually when you go, you need to wear the color that you think the baby's going to be because it's like teams. It's like, baby, I think the girl, it's going to be a girl. I think it's going to be a boy. There's no presents need to come because it's literally just like a party. And usually they have like drinks. It's a celebration for everybody that like, and it's like a whole thing. It's like the reveal, especially when they have like multiple kids. It's like, is it going to be the boy or the girl? And obviously if it's your first kid, it's also like, is it going to be the boy or the girl? Mm-hmm. It's exciting time, you know?
Obviously by my face, I'm really confused by this though, because why does it need to go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? Like, yeah, isn't that like, I just,
it's the same thing. Like when you think of like, I know for me, like I have a Facebook, but I don't really like use it a lot. But when I do, it's mainly because I know my family's actually on that. Like, so family, people who are not, you know, older generations and stuff are not really as hip and on the Instagrams and whatever else, social, the Snapchats. And so I know my family has a lot, like my aunt literally from Christmas uploaded 1,000 pictures.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's so everybody else in the family can see what happened. And so that's a big thing. People want to know. You're going to tell them anyways, right? So they can quick see it and then maybe not even have to call you. Or you have to call people.
Or I still don't get it. You know, I'm on the fence if I'm going to go or not because I just don't understand.
It's just a reason to party, you said?
You like? I mean, it's a reason to have a party. You know what? Every time, like, I like gatherings. I'm a place that, like, I want to, like, have more people over, do a lot of things. Like, I like that. So it's a reason to do it, and it gives more repeat people to actually come.
So, all right. So
you guys are dudes.
No, well, my experience from that, I'm just going to. So growing up, we didn't celebrate much. I mean, honestly, like.
Jehovah's.
This is why he's boring.
Okay, so.
Jehovah's.
Well, it was religious, but it wasn't Jehovah Witness. Anyway, so birthdays, I remember maybe one. And the only reason I was having my birthdays, I think because my sister was throwing a birthday for her daughter. And then, like, it's around the same time. So they're like, well, might as well. You know, and I'm like 9 or 10, you know, I was a kid. Anyway, but I didn't grow up celebrating birthdays. So when I started dating outside of the church that I grew up in, right? And I started dating this girl, and she was like in this, like separated obviously from baby daddy and all that mess. And I remember when we started going to birthdays, it was like, it just became too much for me. Like I didn't get it, first of all, right? I understand you're celebrating somebody's birthday, but like, because she was from a broken home, like her parents were divorced, and then she was separated from the guy. We went to 3 different birthday parties or, you know what I mean? Like, or celebrations for this every single time, or like Christmases. It was kind of the same thing. And I don't know. It was weird to me because like me not celebrating it, seeing that perspective, I just saw a level of, what's the word? Narcissism. That I think is that is being inculcated in these kids. Let's just hear me out here.
I'm not saying anything, but your face. So you're getting salty. I have expressions. I'm a person.
Yeah, you're getting salty real quick.
Look, by dismissing my perspective.
I'm not. I'm listening. I just have things to say, and I'm not saying them because I'm being respectful.
Good. Obviously, we'll debate about this. But anyway, so So my thing was that what I would see is the little girl, right? When, as soon as she would get gifts, you know, and she was opening stuff up and she'd like get a gift. And if it was closed, she'd be like this, blah, you know, throw it away, you know, like didn't care. And those are kids. That's kids, right? Like, I get that. But then what was weird to me is that like the family thought it was funny and nobody corrected it. And I was like, what the hell? Like me not growing up, not celebrating, I would have freaking appreciated, you know what I mean? Like anything. And you know what I mean? And when you look at a kid that is growing up and nobody's saying, hey, this is wrong, you know, not appreciating things that you're getting, but because we're over celebrating a person, I think, when for being born, you know what I mean? Like I have a problem with overdoing it, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
I agree with that.
I think that's two separate things, though, because over celebrating and someone not, you know, appreciating certain things, like, is to me totally different. Like you said, a kid, you know, doesn't quite understand like what everything means. And when, so I think that I don't even know where I heard this before, but, you know, those who've had Christmas and stuff, like in your stockings, when you'd get like toothpaste or like, you know, toothbrush, you'd be like, okay, cool, whatever, you know, 'cause it's not something you actually want. So you don't care if you get it or not. So it's not something that's important to you. So that shouldn't be held against you that you're some type of narcissist because you're not thankful for it. But guess what? Now as an adult, I'm like, if someone wants to give you some toothpaste, that's cool.
Like, 'cause it's like $5.
Right. And not just that, but you're like, or if someone like gives you tube socks, you're like, cool, I love socks and I can never find them. So this is awesome. And so I think it's, you know, more than just like celebrating someone's life, because like you can celebrate someone for the day and they can get zero presents. And it's more about just like always acknowledging like, it's your birthday. Like, what are we going to do today? Let's go to the park. And everything's still centered around, this is your day because you were born.
Let me ask you this.
Doesn't have to be like,
is there a level of overdoing it in your opinion?
So,
and if so, where and when? And should there ever be a point in time when they're like, wait, you know, hold on, stop. You can't just not appreciate or be so outright non-appreciative. In other words, the little girl who's doing this and then just throwing stuff away, I would have corrected and I'd be like, look, here's the deal. You can't do that. You know what I mean? You can't. Cause to me, that's like,
it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. I look, but people are looking around and like your same reaction. And I'm like, I don't know if that, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So,
do you see what I'm saying?
So this is my thing. Again, if it's you and me, we have to realize that, like, in general, though, like, if we want to get down to the psychology of it, like, the frontal cortex is not even, like, developed until, like, after 18. And so the experiences that you're bringing up have also been of children. If me or you got a gift and we were like, clothes, bam. Then it's like, oh my God, like what's wrong with you?
But
you know,
at what point do you start?
Right.
Kids aren't born good. They're not. And let me finish my thought. Or else you wouldn't have to correct her. Right. She's not an angel.
It's not about good, but go ahead.
No, with good behavior is what I'm trying to get at. Right.
There's a taught.
You as exactly. You at a certain point have to intervene and say, look, here's the deal. You can't do that. That's rude. So then my question to you is, at what point? You know, you're saying your daughter's not, her frontal whatever lobe is not developed, and therefore you don't correct it?
No, I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm just saying that you want to put like an age on it, and I don't have those answers. But I do know that, for instance, I get what you're saying. I have a friend and we all know her, and she, you know, has two kids. One of her kids is older and about 8, and you know, they had Christmas, and she talked to her mom and was like, I want to get this for my daughter. And she's like, okay. And for some reason, you know, her mom forgot the conversation. And so she had already spent this money. It's like $150 for this thing. And they went over to her mom's house to do Christmas. And like, that was one of the gifts that she got her that she, so then when she opened it at her mom's house, the whole point, she saw it and was like, oh, and loved it so much. And then when she opened it at her house, the kid was like, oh, well, I already have one. You know what I mean? So part of, like you said, like, this is just one example. Can we blame the kid for being like, oh, that's great, but like, I already have one. Like, okay. And is that, you know, and do you correct the kid saying, well, be grateful you have two. And this is another thing. No, you don't in that sense. You're like, okay, like, you're right. She already has one. Should she be double excited just because she got something? Do I have to be like, oh my God, thank you so much, da, 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 if I don't really like something or don't really want it?
I don't think I'm arguing that. What I'm arguing is the throwing it like that.
But wait.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand, okay. But that's the same thing on a different level. Like, she's like, okay, great. But then she already has one, so she doesn't care about it. So maybe she didn't, it's not closed, so she couldn't just throw it away. But she was like, okay, great, go to the next one. Which brings me to my next point of this is where she had literally like, and the friend was like, looked at me and she's like, Samantha, I like literally started crying because it's like she had like 40 gifts and she felt the same way. She's like, I don't feel like she's appreciating any of this stuff because she has so much.
Right.
So I do think that there's a line. And I think that whenever you find it for yourself or for you feel like the kid, then like you have those conversations. Like even now, like I don't feel like my kid has a bunch of stuff, but like say, and this is, she's young, she's two, and I give her something and she's like, I want that. Like, it could be something as simple as a snack, right? Because this is also like my mindset. And she's like, I want another one. You know, here's one cracker. And this is the thing. My grandparents started this. Give her one cracker. And then my grandma, you know, RIP, she died this last, what is it? I think it was April. Anyways, but she would be like, oh, you have two hands. I forget the phrase she'd say, but basically it was like, you have two hands, so you need two treats. So she'd always be like, okay, because the grandparents spoil things like that. And I'm always like, no, guys, you're killing me, you know? But now, in general, when she's like, oh, I wanted this, or I want that, or she's frustrated about something, and I say, be grateful for what you have right there. And I think it can start something as simple as like that. It doesn't have to be these overly big topics on it. And so I guess what triggers me when you say like, oh, like we're creating narcissism and stuff, I'm like, that shouldn't, like, those are separate issues to me. That can happen anytime because like you said, a kid is just like, I want this. And I'm like, you're not being grateful for what you have. If you can't be happy with that one thing I gave you, I'm taking it all away.
But if they're always used to getting what they want and getting spoiled with everything,
that's what I'm saying.
Now you're creating a problem. Like you're starting at a young age where you say, be grateful for what you have.
Right.
You're not going to get everything. You get something or sometimes you get nothing.
Sure. Well, I say that because I want her to be like, understand that she has this one thing.
But that goes the whole way, right? Every step down, those are lessons they learn in their development of their thoughts, the way they are. Because how many times do we see shithead kids? Why? Because they have shithead parents, right? And the way they do things, especially, you know, we were talking about this last night. Like if you are, you know, if you have, you know, your mom and your dad and, you know, they're divorced and, you know, everyone's now trying to compete with who's giving you the best gifts and all that. And it's not about love at that point. The kid only knows how many gifts he got from everybody and why they like you. And then the minute you stop doing that, then all of a sudden they drop you. Cause I've seen it, you know?
Well, so going back to the point of, yeah, the kid, I'm not advocating for the kid to feel a certain way, especially if they've gotten the same gift, right? And I'm not saying, but what I am saying is behavior, right? So if this is where I, again, place an emphasis on people's actions and not necessarily, you know what I mean? Like more than how you're feeling. So you teach a kid, say thank you, right? Even if you're not grateful, say thank you because it's the right thing to do. Yeah. And so going back to in the example with, you know, when I was dating this girl and I'm looking at, you know, the way that, you know, the little girl's being raised, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is not good in my opinion, you know? And later on, I brought it up and, you know, that kind of stuff was ironed out. But at that moment, like, I remember seeing it and I was like, oh my God, this is weird, you know, especially like I never saw that. And just seeing somebody just getting everything and not being not appreciative and people just not correcting it and finding it funny. I was like, oh, this is strange to me.
Yeah. I mean, how many times are you out in public and you see kids acting up? And what does the parent do? Most of the time, that kid's acting up in a store. What do? They just give him the toy and they give it to him just to shut him up. That's not what you're supposed to do. I mean, I learned about that in child psychology in college. You know, a kid, when they know the behavior gets rewarded, they keep doing it. So the whole point is not to reward the behavior, right? If they're acting a fool, they're throwing temper tantrums and everything like that, you take them out of the store, right? And you put them in the car, you talk to them, discipline, whatever. That's
Samantha, say what you're going to say, because
I know you're going to say the complete opposite.
I know it's
but
not the same. It's not opposite at all. I agree. Like, kids need to throw their tantrums and they have to be able to do that. What I wanted to bring up is that there's a social pressure that your kids need to be perfect or your kids have to do this. And parents would rather you not be screaming in a store and give the toy to them instead of having a tantrum. I don't know if you've ever seen the video, but I saw it one time on social media where this guy literally, you know, his kid was throwing a tantrum on the floor and he like was videotaping it and just recording, you know, recording people's faces, and was like, eh. And people were like, oh yes, like refreshing, because that is, you're supposed to let them do it and then not get rewarded for it. And again, we have all these, in a perfect world, yes, you would do that. But if you've got things to do, you can't sometimes just leave the store, say this and this and this. And it's white and black on paper. But at the end of the day, you either have to, like I said, let them have the tantrum and be like, damn, this is embarrassing. And you let them do it, and you know, because it's for the better cause. Or you, like you said, or you drop all your basket, or you're like, ugh, I just got to go. It's a hard decision, right?
I have a story on something.
So my faces, I was just saying, my faces are not always because I'm disagreeing. It's just because I'm like, oh man, there's so many levels to this where it's like, but again, a lot of social pressure is like, your kids are misbehaving, you're a bad parent. It's just like, shut up, here's a sucker, you know, which is not good, but it's like, shut up. Like,
but
wait, hold on. So I got a story, that something that I witnessed, and it was the funniest thing, dude, but it's one of those like, oh, I feel bad for the parent, right, type of thing. So I remember, when I cut the cable, you know, I was returning back, you know, the Cox cable box, whatever. And I was at the, you know, Cox store, and I'm, you know, returning this stuff, and I'm waiting in line, and there was another line for something else. And this, mom walks in with her daughter, you know, the little girl's probably maybe 4 or 5. I don't know. And there was this guy on the line, and he had, like a big leg. What is that issue? What is that called?
Elephantitis.
Yeah, dude, like huge, just one leg.
Okay, I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing at your face.
Right, so just one huge leg, right? It was the weirdest thing. So this little girl walks in, the mom walks in with the little girl.
I'm not ready.
The girl said, the little girl just points at the guy's leg and is like, mom, oh my God. Loud. Look at his leg, mom. And the mom, okay, everybody like turns away. Everybody's like, oh my God, right? Everybody's doing this expression. And then all of a sudden, what you hear is the little girl start crying. The little girl's like, ow, why did you pull my hair? The little girl's like, why did you pull my hair?
I'm dying right now.
I don't know what's funnier.
It's fucking
you telling the story or the way she laughs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, dude.
So she pulls her out to the outside the store, and the little girl's like bawling her eyes out. She's like, okay, but why did you pull my hair?
That's hysterical.
Oh my God. Terrible. You know, it's like, it's one of those, is like, oh Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Poor guy. Poor mom.
No, man. I mean I've been on the subway back home. Same thing. Kids throwing a tantrum. Honestly, the mom whooped his ass right there in the subway. You know what everybody did? They clapped. They clapped because he was being disrespectful, and he was just mouthy, right? He wasn't like a 2-year-old kid. He was, you know, he was like 6 or 7, and he was being mouthy, and he was being rude to her, and just people, you know, and he was just had an attitude, and she finally just grabbed him, went, and just smacked him right in the face, and the kid just stopped. Everybody on that train started clapping. And I was because if you hit your kid in public these days, CPS is ready to come take it. You know what I mean? Right. You can't touch your kid, but we all got a little ass whooping growing up. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. You know what I mean? There's a fine line. Like, if you literally are punching your kid in the face, that's a problem. But if you're smacking him in the ass, you know, because he did something wrong or he's running his mouth and you smack him, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they deserve that. They'll learn there's a consequence. When there's no consequence, mm-hmm. They keep going through life acting like an asshole because they know they can get away with it. And I honestly feel that we're seeing more and more of that right now. Kids aren't getting disciplined. I mean, how many times do you go out and you go into like a Circle K or Star whatever, and they don't open the door, you know, like they don't hold the door open for you or they let it close on you. They don't say thank you. And you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, you want to correct them all, but then it's like, you can't, you know what I mean? Because they're entitled and they're like, oh, I don't have to say shit to you. You're just an old person, you know, and that's prim and proper. We don't care about that. But I think a lot of those little things are dwindling, you know, it's a dying breed, you know. With generation. This is generational.
But that's not also parents teaching their kids.
I blame
to
parents
do that.
I blame parents. You know, because they learned it from somewhere.
But it's also interesting to see, you know, we've kind of talked about generational, not necessarily gaps, but just how things have come up and how you know, let's say the 20s to the 30s to the 40s and how, you know, you were raised or how someone was raised and then how that next, you know, 20 years, who they're coming to be, like, you know, we've talked about for like instance, the 80s when it was all about like you're like trying to like get there and like, mm-hmm. you know, the hippie stage was done. We want to like, you know, there's cell phones and, you know, obviously like really
cocaine.
Big ones.
80s was big on cocaine.
But I'm just saying it was like very more fast life. I feel like when I see depictions of like eras, mm-hmm. I feel like you see like more of like the cities and you see like the big cell phones and people trying to like climb the corporate ladder and this kind of hunger for like mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
And how we've kind of talked about for the generational, for I guess more like for women and men, and how this is a totally different subject, but like yeah. how women were climbing that, and then they're just like, wait, I don't have a kid, I don't have right. you know family, and that's yeah. from that generation. But however, and now for those people who were doing all those things, wanting all this stuff, because maybe they grew up in the 70s and it was like, you know, oh, we do this and that, and they're like, no, I want these things for my kids. So now they've bought all these things for their kids, mm-hmm. and. You know, not saying that's just generation now, but that's kind of what we're doing or what has happened is now leading to kids or whoever who are, let's just say, for lack of better terms, entitled or who don't have these manners right. because we older generations or whatever didn't teach it. The baby boomers right now, like we're from them, right? So
is your mom a baby boomer?
Yeah, she's 61. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, well. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. No, but you know what I mean? Like, we're from, and, you know, technically, I mean, you're a millennial too, no? Or am I on the cutoff? Are you guys not millennials? Huh?
So,
no. wait, 80s, right?
So, here's the deal about millennials. So, I was actually just looking this up. I'm going to pull it up right now. So, we're technically millennials, but there's another term for people that were born from 78 to 83 or 84.
That was me.
There's like another, yeah. So we're kind of
I'm on the cusp because I'm right there. I'm like in the millennial gap in the, because we did that thing at
work. So yeah, time. We're still considered millennials, but like I said.
I don't think he is.
No, I'm not.
I'm like,
Stop. I'm about to be 40.
I'm like, where's the.
But there's like another thing we're called, I got to find it. Hold on. Well, so anyway, well, while I look that up, I mean, there's definitely things that are different between generations. We know that, right? But I personally feel that and I'm not a religious person, but I was born, you know, with religious upbringing and it kind of reaffirmed the things I learned at home. So it's kind of like you were hearing a positive message from both sides. So you're like, I think it's got to be right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel that. One of the big things is that it's also missing from kids being raised is that, you know, going to those, you know, we call them CCDs. I don't know what they call them out here, but you know, I was born and raised Catholic, but you learned a lot of the morals in those classes. Yeah. And the values and you kind of, and you hear it at home. So it makes sense. So yeah, I know I'm obnoxious. I say dumb things, but like my values though, like, that's who I am as a person, right? So people can say, oh, this, that, and the third. But when you actually know me, like, you know, you could tell what my core is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't screw people over. I don't, you know, I don't cheat. I don't, you know, do really stupid shit. But I think it's important. I think a little bit of that is important. And I think as we're taking that out of, you know, raising children, I think that's a problem as well. And that's why another reason why these kids are... They don't have good manners. They don't have they don't have morals. They really don't. If you ask them, they don't stand for anything. They don't believe in things. They just believe in, I want to play Xbox. I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, they don't care. It doesn't seem like they care about like anything.
I don't know. I think it because of that, right? Like you're saying, there's no good values. What ends up happening is there's they're focused on other things. So for example, if for me, for self-improvement, right? I was raised religious, like, I don't know if Tim, you said you were raised religious as well, or you just had a,
I mean, it was like the babysitter.
Okay.
Seriously.
Well, so I did, you know what I mean? And so I learned a lot of, you know, the character, you know, development, don't, you know, all the 10 commandments, you know what I mean? Like you learn these things anyway. So, but when, So the goal of the religious person is to improve their character because it's your duty, right? And so now what ends up happening is that you have people who don't have this guidance in their life, and then now they fight different types of evil, right? So for example, we fight ourselves, you know, and for those who are, you know, Christian, they believe in the devil and, you know what I mean, like the influence that he has on your life, blah, 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 blah. But without that, if you're brought up non-religious, not, you don't know this, and then there's not that focus of character development, then you focus on other evils. And so what's another evil? And you focus on evils in society. And so that's why I think today, nowadays, you see people, who, social justice warriors, who fight for for weird stuff that has nothing to do. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they see the outside world as
evil.
Right. And that's what's evil. Society's rules and things is what is evil. And that's the demons that they're fighting. And so I think it hasn't been good for society, I think, in my opinion. But anyways,
I hear you. I mean, they're the same people that, you know, when, you know, they'll protest that they hate cops, but the minute they get robbed, what is the first thing they do? They want a cop to show up, right?
All the cops.
So it's kind of, it's a little bit, there's some hypocrisy there, I think. But anyway.
I just think if, you know, again, it's if you're going to take something away. So if you decide, like, you know what, I don't want to bring my children up like religious or whatever, then, you know, what are you replacing it with? Yep. Like you said, what are you replacing? And in this day and age, it seems like people, parents, you know, and I see how easy it is. Because I would be like, oh, why don't people, you know, do X, Y, and Z? And I'm, you know, I'm not a stay-at-home mom, and I'd never want to be, like, unless I, you know, can still ship my kids off to school and be a stay-at-home mom. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't like that. But, you know, people who are, I just feel like it's easy to you're not, you know, you're not trained. You're not an education person. So it's like, what are your kids really doing? Are you really there, like, doing the things that, like, they do at daycares or Montessori's? Or are you really, like, having them learn things that they really need to know and to be, you know, smarter and develop faster and just keep that cognitive development, even just at an average amount? But you're not doing it. And the crazy part, not crazy, the great part is, you know, we as humans, our brains and our bodies are so impressive that, like, you can literally not have a lot of that stimulation and you're going to still be okay. Right.
Yeah.
But if you have that, you have, you know, more of a, I don't want to say a chance, but you already developed that much further, and that person can catch up. It just maybe take a little bit. It's just to say, I think everybody can learn. Some people are like, oh, should someone go to college? The whole money thing is a separate situation, but I think that anybody can go.
Yeah.
Anybody. Just how much effort you put into studying, like,
exactly.
A tutor, you know, some people don't need a tutor.
I don't know if I believe with that statement.
I 100% believe it.
No, I think there's certain people who are just not gonna, they're not going to be inclined to learn. You see what I'm saying? Like, and if we think, oh, that person, all they need is an opportunity, and something that we're stealing from them, I don't believe that.
I don't think there's a stealing.
No. So in other words, what do we do with that statement that you just said?
I think everybody can learn.
Anybody can learn.
I feel like anybody can learn.
There's people that can't learn.
There's people that can't learn.
They don't care. Like, they don't find a difference. No.
Between things you're wanting to do. That's why I feel like in college, I'm like, don't just do something because you're like, oh, this looks good or sounds good, or people do something that you would like studying, because it is what you're going to be like having to do for X, Y amount of time, you know, while you're there. And that's a big difference to me. I'm like, you're right. I'm not going to put effort in if I'm just like, okay, this is boring. Yes, I can understand that, but you're not going to really get it.
Right. But now think about it. Right. Did you go to college for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go take a major, like, oh, I want to go take information security. That's my degree. Why do I need to take international cinema?
It's an elective so you can be cultured.
Exactly. So they're basically forcing you to do something you do not want to do.
But just think outside get a piece your of paper. Box. You might not even know, but what if, like, you took it and you were like, wow, I would have never took this, and this is actually awesome. That happens too.
It's to keep that teacher
your
who
horizon.
Yeah, got a degree. And
exactly.
I think it's to expand your horizons.
Yeah, it's to make you more, you know, liberal arts, liberal thinker.
Exactly.
Expand your horizons. Even you take it for like one semester and then you never have to see it again if you don't want to. Or it could really like put an impression on you and now you're like, wow.
But I don't want to have to write really a paper. Like,
huh?
I don't want to have to take a test on a movie.
Get over it. You did it. You still remember it now.
Anyway, so going back to the whole, like, because what you said, I was like, because it's something that sounds good. Anybody can learn. Okay, well, I don't believe so. And what I'm trying to get at is, I think back in 2000s, during the first, no, the second Bush. So I think they had this policy. It was called No Child Left Behind. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
It's still in force.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So my thing is, like, that's something that sounds really, it sounds beautiful, right? Oh, no child left behind. But some children need to be left behind, because, or else you're bringing everybody else back. If your main goal is to not leave any child behind, then you lower the standards and then you dumb down the rest of society when you're trying to, if your ultimate goal is no child left behind. So for me, it's like, no, let's not lower standards. Why are you shaking?
Because why does that mean lower standards? Because one
happens.
Person you're like,
yeah,
because I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
It screws up all the numbers, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this state in particular, right? There's a lot of good school districts, but then there's a lot of bad ones. But because they keep bringing those kids going forward, they brings down the scores.
Do you guys remember that movie Lean On Me?
Yeah. Right, but that's a whole huge.
Was that the one with the school?
Topic and kids not being able to learn.
Yeah, Lean On Me. Remember that movie?
Yeah, with the principal when he locks the door and everything.
So remember that in that scene, the first thing that he does is he kicks out all the...
The shitheads.
Exactly.
Alternative schools.
No, but okay, whatever. So for me, it's like, yeah, you kick out... we need to do that because you got to get rid of the bad apples because they're just going to rotten the rest of the tree. And so I'm adamant about that. Let's not lower standards just so that Jimmy can't be left behind.
I agree, but the whole point of Jimmy not being left behind is that Jimmy, at some point, unless he dies or unless he gets killed off, he's going to be in the society somehow,
right.
And we still have like a responsibility for right. him. So to do that, that's why I said alternative schools.
No,
I know in my high school,
everybody's going to be a doctor or a
surgeon. I understand that has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with like if you're going to be, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or something.
That's exactly what it has to do.
No,
with.
No, why?
What's the purpose
of
the purpose of the education then?
What do you mean? So people can do like regular math, so you can like know how to like count.
I'm pretty sure people can count. But
well, some people can't read.
Okay.
Well, fought for that. People, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're right.
yeah, you lost me.
What do you mean? Like, there's people who cannot read right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what does it have to do with it?
We keep passing them forward, right?
And that's a problem, which is a whole other issue.
That's called no kid left behind.
That's not what that policy is for. And if that's what's going on, then that's a whole nother issue, not about whether people can be able to learn or not.
So let's think this through. I mean, and let's not talk policy.
That's a little bit condescending.
No, let's think this through. Let's think this through because I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying so what do we do with that then? So anybody can learn and therefore what? We as a society should what? Throw money to educate people.
No, I'm not saying that either. What do you mean? Okay, it was just a comment saying I think everyone can learn. So if like you, if you want to learn,
that's not true.
I'm saying I think it's true. It's fine that you don't. I'm just saying I think it's true. And like you just telling me that like, oh, standards are going to increase if we don't have it going. Does
I can
not
sit here
make...
and be like, you know, water's wet.
And you're like, no, it's really dry.
Okay. My view is I think everyone can learn. I mean, I don't see why that is like... why that can't happen. Why do you think some people cannot learn?
Because they actually have learning disabilities that they cannot learn.
Or just people don't want to, or are incapable of learning. Riddle me this.
When you say anybody's capable of learning,
yes.
What if you get thrown into a math class and you don't care about math because you would rather take a construction class?
Which you need to fucking know math.
You can read you can read a ruler. You can read a ruler and that tells you certain
things. Okay, in construction, you need it. You need to be able to
But you don't need to know fucking calculus. You don't need to know cosine, sine, tangent, all that waste. Have you ever used it? Has anybody used any of the shit we've ever learned?
Going back to what
fucking
what I'm talking
stupid.
About, the reason I'm
not everybody
I guess
can
I've
learn.
Made an issue of what you're saying is because it's like a lot of statements. It's cool to say, oh, you know, no child left behind. You know what I mean? Like, but those policies, you know, because they feel good to say, it feels good to say, you know, no child left behind. Okay, great. But then how does this play out? You know how it plays out? It plays out by let's just throw a lot of money, lower standards, and but that's not, shouldn't be the goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and words have meaning. And when you say something, This is what I'm trying to get at. I'm listening. So because of these feel good statements, bad policy gets created because the second you challenge it, then you are insensitive and you're, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, no, this is reality that people, not everybody can learn. And
so what are the people that you say can't learn, what are they supposed to do? And as a society, what do we do with people who quote unquote can't learn?
Okay. So what
that is the question.
So what, in your mind, what happens to people who can't learn?
No, I'm asking you.
Okay.
Because you're saying people can't learn. Okay, I'm saying they can learn.
What happens to people who can't learn? Is
what do you mean?
What I'm trying to say. Because you're saying, what should society do with people who can't learn?
Yeah.
What do you, so what I'm asking you is, what happens to people who can't learn?
No, but can you answer my question first? Like, I want you to tell
me.
I'm
trying to.
No, don't ask me the question. You have to just answer it. You okay. can't be like, here, let me. No.
No, because what I'm trying to get at is, I know you're when you say that, you're yeah. suggesting that they become then a burden to society. Right, because you said, what should society do with people like that? But I'm saying, like, just because you can't learn doesn't mean you can't hold a job. Do you see what I'm saying?
Which in a job you might, and to me, that involves like learning something. To me, I don't know, like, if you say like, is it because of math or if it's because of whatever? I'm saying,
no,
if you're
when
able
you
to
said
do something,
the statement, it
yes,
was
everyone
in
can
reference
learn.
To school.
School. Yes.
Sure. Right? Sure.
So that's what I'm trying to get
but
at.
But anything. But if you go to a job okay, well, and you don't know how to do something, okay. to me, that's like you're still learning.
Okay.
So like, and why are you looking crazy? Like, that's like.
Because we're talking about school, not yeah. work
it's the
or
same
anything
else. Thing. Yeah. Well, okay. Not. I didn't. Yes, it is. Because it's like saying.
We're talking no child left behind, not, you
yeah,
know,
it's the same.
Not no coworker left behind.
No, it's.
That was tough.
No, but I'm saying it's
no
like
coworker.
If I
that
went. That is funny. If I went to like a job that I don't know how to do anything, right?
You're going to learn.
I'm going to learn. And it's not a school.
Yeah,
and it's not
I get
school.
It. You, so
that's
you're
what
looking
saying.
At more.
I'm saying just in general, like they have the capacity if they yeah. want to do it. Yeah. And that's what I was saying, unless there's literally a like a mental capacity
so
of like
in that context,
can't.
I'll give you that. Yes.
That's all yeah. I'm saying.
Okay. But when we were talking, we were referencing school. And so that's what I was saying. Well, okay, then what? So what, we just force teach these kids and we don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's like at a certain point, maybe you shouldn't go to college.
I agree with that. I agree
like,
with that.
Go to a trade school.
You
I
should
agree,
go
that's
here.
Still learning.
You should do this. Okay. That what we in the context that we were talking about is school.
That's school.
Is school for everybody? And that's
and
my
I never
point.
Said
is
that.
I don't
it
think
was.
So.
You said everybody can go to college.
Huh? And
you said everybody should be able to go to college.
I will rewind this
they
thing.
They said should. Yeah. Yeah. They should be
okay.
able to go if they want to go. It has nothing to do with.
You're out of control.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. But anyway, so. It's the end of the year. It's that time. You know, everybody has their New Year's resolutions. I want to go to the gym, new year, new me. And then everybody fucks it up within a week.
Well, I thought you were talking about you. I'm like, aren't you going already going to the gym?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, everybody yeah. comes up with like, oh, no more drama. I'm going to be positive. And then, you know, 2 days later, they hate their life and they go right back to what they went to.
Exactly.
So with that being said, what's your guys' New Year's resolutions? Do you guys believe in them or do you guys believe that every day is a resolution?
Well, for me, I'm going to do less drinking, more podcasting. Why are you looking at me like that?
Less drinking?
Less drinking, more podcasting.
He's doing 5 months this time.
Again?
I don't know.
Till
Cinco
de Mayo or what?
It's still up in the air right now. I haven't decided. We'll see how it
goes. With that experience, how did you feel like you're like, you had more energy? Did you feel like, you know?
I feel amazing.
But then you never did it again.
No.
Because he likes feeling like shit.
No, it's you act like I'm waking up miserable every day. I don't have a problem. Is this an intervention? Are you guys going to be like, hey, you're drinking. It's kind of.
No, I think it's hysterical when you get drunk.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I was just wondering, like, because if you are thinking about doing it again, it must have, like, left some type of impression. Kind of like when he went vegan for a girl.
Yeah, it was.
You know, like, how did that go?
Well, no. So, hold on. Pause.
Like, why you got to put that business out there?
Because you have already put it out there.
I think for me, this year is a little different because.
The fart noise.
Not only am I going to.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Are we done with the farting?
Are
we? So, here's the deal.
Are we?
He's got the button.
I know. Are we?
We're done.
I've got something right for you. So, if we're going to play.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm turning 40.
Yes.
And so it's a different year. It's one of those like, oh man, I mean, 40, man, filthy.
So how's that? So bring us in, you know, let's go down that
I'm
road.
I'm trying to get into a relationship, start having kids, buy myself a motorcycle. What?
I'm like not good at this yet because I'm like all these things think in my mind and I'm not.
So you want to hit, yeah, wait, so you actually want to. Now you want a relationship and kids and the white picket fence?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
What's the difference? Just because you're 40 now?
You know, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, shit, 40, man. It's like,
Well, who am I going to go to the bar with every night then?
It's not like I'm not gonna. Uh-huh. And every night, really?
Well, you know what I mean.
Jesus.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I barely go once.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway, so your New Year's resolution is to get in a relationship, get married, and have kids all within the next year?
That's the goal, man.
Right. In a year?
In a year.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, when you know, don't you?
Wait a minute.
Don't you?
None of us really know. This is why we're still single, okay? So stop.
No, not true.
Okay.
I can't ask the question, I don't know, but yeah.
So you really think in the next year, by this time next year, you're going to be married and have a kid or in the process?
No, engaged.
In the relationship, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, why not?
Where are you going to find this girl?
Where? They're
might be moving in with her. Who knows?
Oh, well, stop.
Ooh. Can you play the wah, wah, wah?
Stop. No, we'll see.
Okay. So cutting down the amount of drinking you're doing. That's one resolution, quote unquote. Right. Anything else?
Like I said, the podcasting, man.
More podcasting.
I want to get it going and, you know, start doing it.
All right.
Iron out our, you know, some of our issues and, you know.
Well, according to our users, we don't have, our listeners, we don't have any issues. We're perfect.
What? Who said that?
It's a joke. Oh. Sarcasm.
I mean, honestly, there is no place for the people to comment on.
No.
Well, I guess in the social media. Anyway, yeah.
But make sure you go to our Facebook site or our Instagram site and leave us some feedback. DM us. You can email us at thesaltyshow@gmail.com.
What's the average lifespan of now that I'm turning 40? I just want to know how much time I got left.
For what?
I'm a mini chimney? I don't know.
What? To have a mini you?
No, like what's the average lifespan right now for average male?
So apparently I know the number went down because of all the health issues everybody has with all the food and shit we eat. Yeah. So according to a friend that I have that is a doctor from a different country, she said that the average lifespan in the U.S. has actually gone down like about 5-6 years due to obesity.
So what's the number?
I don't know the actual number, but she said it was like it's like in the 80s now. Mm. Like
so
early
80s. This is
40 more
midlife
years.
For
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's over.
And it's not over. It's what you make it.
It's over.
But anyway, is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Nothing. That's
what
boring.
Else am I gonna do?
What about for
boring.
You? You haven't done anything.
You see, we go around in a circle. This is how it works. So I started with the questions. So I'm going to ask you, Samantha, what is your New Year's resolution?
So I don't really have these resolutions that are like get healthier or, you know, find a man kind of thing because like I already have those, right?
that's your everyday.
That's my everyday goals. Man. No, but I feel like they're more. I don't have these like New Year's resolutions. It's more like, all right, 2019's coming. I've been already trying to change certain aspects of my life already before the new year, and my goals are actually pretty general. But it's to keep them general, as general as they can be. So I don't have any resistance towards them.
Can't hold yourself accountable?
No. No resistance towards them. So then all these things I can receive. I'm allowing these things to happen in my life.
That sounds selfish.
Hmm. Okay, so what are your goals?
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you guys all my goals.
Why?
Why? That's the whole point of this. Like,
no,
you got to tell the story.
No, I'm telling you guys that I have general things that I want.
Okay, name one general thing that you have.
I just told you guys too. I'm continuing my healthy lifestyle. I'm doing a competition in, the Granite Games Throwdown for CrossFit in January.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I'm going to want to do one of those bikini shows. So that would be, I guess, I don't call it a resolution. Wait, I just want to do those.
No, you
stuff,
have goals.
Like,
you're setting goals and,
for 2019,
you're setting goals.
I want to say these are the things like I'm saying I want to do. And it all is all about me, right? It's not like, and there's certain things like you said, you could say, well, I'm going to be married. It's like, you know, I could want that, but like what I
That's
want
not a resolution.
To, right. It's like what I want to accomplish for myself, for me, whatever, you know, whether that be like more financially, like I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to, but so all these things I have, but they're like, again, really general. There's not a specific, besides obviously I'm doing, you know, this throwdown in January because it's a date by this thing. Other than that, I'm keeping things very just, it's what not about, open. It's not about accountability.
Yeah, but doesn't, more, but isn't that kind of like, if you don't get it, it's like, oh, okay, just didn't happen. And I'll just keep it for 2020.
No,
like,
no, but that's not, that's not the point. It's like, for instance, say financial freedom. Let's just use that as mm-hmm. a, right? Like I, you know, I want abundance flowing towards me and me through me, whatever you want to say. And that will consist of me not complaining or worrying about, you know, the things normal people worry about, whether you're like, oh man, I don't have enough for this, or, oh, am I going to take that vacation, or whatever, 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 you know, it could be thousands of things people worry about. But that would be one of my goals is goals, or I don't want to say like resolutions, but is just to be receiving, be in receptive mode.
Hmm. And are you going to be receiving a lot of men?
I'm just kidding. Wait, really?
Sorry, just the way you said that. Because that was going through my mind, but I was like, I'm not going to say nothing because no, she was being, no, sorry, you know, she's
on a serious note.
Like, on a serious
as
note.
As far as a relationship from a standpoint, you're not going to focus. What are you going to, you're just focusing on yourself. And if a man comes along.
No. So is your kid part of the focusing on yourself?
What do you mean?
Like your goals incorporate like for her as well? You know what I mean? Like the things you're doing for yourself, some of them are for you specifically, but then are there other ones that are like family goals? You know what I mean? For you guys?
No, I wouldn't say anything specific towards her because I think that...
Are you looking for a man? The fans want to know.
Well, DM me. No, no, but for real. Of course, like I'm on, you know, like the tenders and things like that. But I think at the end of the day, everyone is... not just an experience, but it's like, you're going to be whatever subject it is. There's always two stories, right? So you like, say I'm starting to talk to somebody, right?
Ooh,
and there's something,
are you?
Not really. But so say I'm talking to somebody and there's like things I really like about them, right? Mm-hmm. There's a contrast. So I'm just like, yes, I like that. Yes, I like that. I'm building more things up that I like and things that I know I don't like. I'm not going to sit there and like, you know, be like, oh, well, maybe this or maybe that, or like he can, you know, change. Or if there's just something, if there's things I just don't like, and it's not something that you can talk about to say like, hey, I don't like that you, you know,
smack your gums.
Yeah. And then it's just like,
or yell into a microphone and clip it.
Yeah. Did I clip it again?
Yeah.
Oh, but really?
Keep going.
Yeah. So
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but that's just the whole point is that like, if there's certain things that I know that I do not like, I'm not going to like think twice about it. Like I've just gotten this new thing where it's just like, eh, what, why? I want to feel good all the time. I want to, you know, focus on things and draw things in my attention and in my world that I like. And if I don't like it, then I'm not going to give it attention.
So what are some of the things you like?
What is in other people, or are we talking about just in the
life?
No,
just in like in general, like the things you're drawing into your world. Like, what do you want drawn in? What are the, some of the things you would like to receive?
So, like, for instance, you know, in my free time, I think there's got to be something said about what we're doing here right now. There's two things. I feel good when I do the podcast. I enjoy doing the podcast. I enjoy you guys and our friendship. So it's like,
except the farts.
If things like that change for whatever reason, then, you know, then I would make changes. But at the same time, it's like, I think you're yourself, who you are, you're going to be, as long as you're open and you're like listening to your emotions, then you'll do what you need to do, which is like follow the path of least resistance, which is,
why
you know,
are you laughing?
I don't know why he's laughing. No, cause I don't even mind he's laughing.
Cause you said, no, cause you said, you said you started with an F. I thought you were going to say hitting the fart button.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's okay. My immaturity. Sorry.
So, yeah. P.S., guys, this whole time during breaks, they've been doing this stupid farting button. Just go ahead and press like five times.
Do it again.
And this is honestly, do it. Just do it. I'm going to do it if you don't do it. Oh, he's not going to do it now? Figures. Just do it. Okay. So cardinal thing is, I don't know why, like, guys think this is funny. It's guys
we're
I work,
gonna, no, th- we're
guys
save,
I work
we're
with.
Save this for, no, we're going to
oh,
save
guys
this.
You work with.
No,
wait,
no,
wait, hold
no,
on. We're
no.
going to save this
no,
for the
I'm,
next podcast.
Okay. We
we're
can talk about this, later, but I'm going to tell them what, why the farting thing keeps coming up.
Yeah.
P.S. I work with guys at work too. Mm-hmm. And they fart at work. Like,
oh, no, that's wrong.
Okay. But they do that. That's good. And then they're like, I turn around and everyone turns on their fans. We all have fans because it's like, oh, blow it towards somewhere else. It's like literally out of control. Mm-hmm. But then they're over there chuckling, thinking it's so funny.
It's hilarious.
And so we have these same types of conversations that I'm just like, guys, it's not funny. And they'll say these movies and like, this is a classic movie. There's a gap in your education. And I'm like, girls don't think that's funny. And he's like, you're right. My ex-wife doesn't. You're right. My girlfriend hates it. Or a girl comes by work. Let's pull her. And she's like, no, that's not funny.
Really,
so back to like the cardinal things. That stupid fart noise is dumb. No one likes it. Girls, if you think that's funny, you're lying.
No, come on.
See, the fart noise.
The fart noise
yes.
is great. I mean,
but like
really?
Farting at work, though.
Come on.
See, it's not really that funny. To me, it's not
it's
funny.
Just
it's just like,
right now, all the people are going to be laughing. Anyway.
So go ahead.
So I just, yeah, I don't think farting, I mean, like I duck walk toward into the to the stall. No, I duck walk. If I got a fart, I duck walk. If you ever see me duck walk, I'm clenching in a fart because I don't.
You're probably crop dusting.
No,
until
I don't.
You get
no,
there,
no, I
know. Sliding
no,
out.
No, no, no. I do not fart at work.
For somebody that doesn't like,
she knows all the terms.
Really know
I like pooing. Now that's a whole nother. Ooh. Oh, I like well, going.
A good poo. A good. I like a good poo.
I like. I don't have any problems with.
Dude, so walking the dog, I actually can say. From walking the dog in the cold weather, I've actually seen a steamy pile of dog shit because the steam actually comes off it. I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Like, I giggle when I see it. Anyway, so I'm back to New Year's resolutions. So we're done with the farting. So you want to be more allowing and all that stuff.
I want to be in receptive mode, yes. Yeah, to receive everything that I've asked for, that I have all this vibrational escrow for, that I've all the things that I want and know that I have. I just have to be in the right vibration to get them.
What is
what, you
what is
laugh,
vibration?
No, what is vibrational?
We've talked about this a little bit before.
No, because you were talking about vibrating out. Like
yeah,
now it's
right, right.
vibrations. So
yeah,
what is vibration?
So what's vibrational escrow?
So we talked about the contrast, right? So something that you like, say, guy, yeah. whatever, a house you like, anything that you see, you know,
gotcha.
You're like, I like water. I don't like water. Mm-hmm. I want this. I want this. Everything in life you're saying like yes and no to, whether you're conscious of it or not. And so things that you actually like, whether it be the type of woman you like, or you want this type of house, all the things that you have right now are because you've said you wanted them, right?
Right.
And you have them and you've been open to receive them. That's the same thing when the other day when you were talking about, you're like, oh, no girls, you know, no one... Like they're not pinging you on there, right? Like on the Tinder, you're like, no one ever accepts me. And you say that out loud, like no one ever accepts me. Oh, then that's okay. What you're putting out there in the universe. So you have to like change your narrative.
So what am I supposed to say?
Every girl finds me irresistible.
Please swipe
me. No, change your narrative.
Please swipe me.
No, but that just change
wait,
your narrative.
Wait, hold on. I'm saying it right
general.
Now. Please swipe me. Please swipe me. Let me check.
That's not what I
let
said.
Me check.
No.
Let me check.
So I think you're saying speak truth. So
yeah, if you really, and you know what, if you don't actually believe it, then that's a whole nother issue. However, but like,
well,
to say,
isn't that lying then?
Huh?
Wouldn't if he started saying every girl wants me? Obviously,
I
that's
a say,
lie.
I didn't say to say every girl
I'm
wants
irresistible.
You.
Oh, apparently,
yeah. Yeah. So that's your own thought about you. That has nothing to do with someone else.
So you're
right?
Saying you lie to yourself?
Huh?
No, I'm asking.
No, I said change. No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying what you see right now, if he's saying this is what he sees and he's just like, no one swipes me, no one swipes me. That's what you're saying to the universe. That's what you're putting out there.
So
that's what you're going to keep getting.
I'm saying facts, not
what,
fiction.
The whole thing. That is reality.
So
and I'm saying
say?
That I just gave him an example of what he could say. There's there's a thousand things you could say, you know, like women find me irresistible.
Okay.
Just a simple statement. That is just changing this negative thing that you're saying all the time
and
to yourself.
And you're saying that as he starts doing this, he's going to notice some changes, and more women are going to start swiping him.
He's going to notice some. He's going to notice some changes
because of the
yes.
vibrations he's putting out.
Yes,
and the escrow that I'm building
and
up.
And that's how everything works.
How?
The
vibrations.
Vibrations, right?
Okay.
So back to that piece: is the things I want versus I don't want. So now I'm saying, yes, I want this. Yes, I want this. Like I have like my husband, like I have him like down to a T. Like
okay.
These are the things
ooh,
I want. These are the things I want.
Yeah. You can't just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
let's hear about the perfect guy.
No. We're not talking about the perfect
guy.
We're going back to vibrations.
Wow.
Let's
there's
talk,
a
let's
list.
Because you guys need to make a list too.
Okay.
Okay. But really, so
what if he misses one of them? Like, is he done?
But this is the thing. You're thinking about it as like, if he's missing it, what do you mean? This is what you want. This is what you're saying. Your source, you're like, yes, this is what I want. And that's what it will give you. You don't have to think about, and to go to your point of saying like, oh, well, this is reality. This is what I'm seeing. Exactly. I cannot deny that. This is your reality right now, what you're seeing. And the whole point is looking past what you see to what you actually already have, which is this vibrational escrow that you've said, like, yes, I want, like the car I want. I want this car, the certain car I want. And I don't have it right now. Right. But so does that mean I'm going to sit here and be like, well, then it doesn't work. That's not the point. The point is that I want this car. This is what I know I want. And I'm not going to, and no one can change that. Like, no one's going to come at me and give me some facts and make me be like, oh, I don't like that anymore. And if that, for some reason, there's another car or something, because at every point too, there's, you know, there's always going to be contrast in what you believe. So it's like, oh, if I like, you know, I like Corona, and then like I try, you know, Pacifico, and I'm like, I like that better. It doesn't mean I just totally hate that and never want to see it again. But at the same time, I know. So when we go back and talk about people and every experience I have, I'm learning more things that I like, and I'm putting that into my bank. I'm putting that into the things that I want. And then if I concentrate just on those, that's what it'll bring me, instead of being like, oh yeah, like this guy was great, but then yet he didn't do this. Like, if I believe there's that lacking, then there's always going to be, and I'm pulling that.
Tim, so you look skeptical.
Yeah. I
why?
I don't know.
What is what you're doing working?
Well, for me, it's more situational, right? Like, the internet's fake, right? Yeah, and you can put filters on anything. And how many people get catfished and all that? It's about making that moment in real time, like with a deck of cards. Or something like that.
I get it.
You know, meeting people like through the situation, right? You know, in the ice breaking, right? So we play cards at our favorite bar, right? Mm-hmm. Brings everybody over, mm-hmm. right? It's easier to meet people, because now when you're on that site, you're being superficial. When you see somebody in person, you start talking to them like, oh, on a website, you'd maybe swipe left. But in
Tim's saying he has better luck in person than he does.
Sure, yeah. which is fine. Yeah. But the people that you've been with too, like,
I've never met a girl online. I've been doing it for 3 years. I've been off and on all these sites. I have yet.
Not one?
And oh, wait, I'm sorry. I've been on one date. Been on one date and it lasted like an hour. And she, like, as soon as we got there, she got there before me. The bartender was from like Australia or something like that, or Britain. Half the time she was talking to him more than she was talking to me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to leave. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
You should have taken your deck of cards.
But I also think it's, you know, like I said, your narrative about everything. Like, you're not technically like a very super positive person.
But I'm positive about a lot of things.
If there's somebody for everybody, there's somebody.
I'm a positive person. I'm also real.
You think he's a positive person?
I'm not fake. I'm not going to say I live in this fucking fairy tale fucking world.
Being positive doesn't mean
no,
like.
No, I'm fucking positive.
You're actually,
I just call out the bullshit. No, because I call out bullshit.
I'm
fucking
happy, okay?
Fuck this shit. Okay, now you guys are fucking pushing a button here.
No, stop.
I call out the fucking reality and shit. When I see some fucking dumb shit, I'm going to call it out. And people go, you're negative. No, they just are afraid to fucking hear the truth and actually fucking do something about it or talk about it. People like to be fucking fake and live in this fucking fairy tale fucking world. So, sorry, I don't buy it. So sorry.
So you're saying that what her ideas are fairy tale?
Yes.
Which is fine. You can do that.
I understand it,
mm-hmm.
but it's too fucking general. Like, oh yeah, like, okay, I want the world to fucking embrace me. You got to fucking show up and you got to do your part. You know what I mean? Just to open, say it, I'm just going to receive shit. Like, what are you giving?
What do you mean?
What are you giving in return?
What do you mean?
So you say you want to open your arms and receive. It's a two-way street. It's give and receive, right? So what do you...
Well, are you saying like, because
so in this in this philosophical idea...
Sure.
Right? What you believe is your vibrations that you're going to receive, right? But what are you doing in return? Like, what are you giving back to that person that comes in that you received? What are you giving back to them?
It's whatever they're going to take. What do you mean? What am I giving back to them? If you come into my life, right? And the things that I like, then I say, yes, I like that. I want more of that. And if you were doing things that I did not like, that's the whole, like, you'd vibrate it out because, like, I wouldn't be around you anymore. And you probably wouldn't be around me if you didn't like things I was doing. Certain people in your life, whether it be friends or females or dudes that, like, back at home or here that, like, aren't really on your same level. And you can say that's vibrational. You can say that's just, like, mental, which is what we're going here. You know that, like, you just, there's just something that's just not there anymore. And that's fine because you've grown and you're at a different level mentally than where they are. Now, that's a step, because I know we've talked about that, maybe that you can understand what I'm saying, but I'm also saying you can bring it down to a point of, like, you just act a certain way and I don't want to be around that. So I'm just not going to. And the more that I don't concentrate on that, but things I want, for whatever reason, your behaviors and how you are, that's not going to change, but it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm not triggered by it. Like, it's actually like, I don't even, you almost like you don't exist, even though you might be right be there. Like, you're not even in, because my mindset's totally different and it's not something that I even have attention to. Right.
So, I mean, I guess theoretically, both of you guys have different views. I say, I guess Tim's more of a realist. He looks at the world.
What I feel like he got mad at was the whole, like, you, because you feel like you didn't like it that I said that you're not positive person.
Right. Because you're using the, what I say is the reality of things, saying I'm not positive.
Because I've never been unpositive. That's not true. Because before I even, like, you know, turned on to this kind of stuff, like, I thought you were a negative person. And
wait, from the first time you met him? Or how,
maybe when? Not the very first second I met him, I was like, oh, he's negative. And it's not, that's what I'm trying to also explain. It's not negative where I'm like, you're just like, how do I put it?
I talk about the shit that people don't want to talk about.
That's not about being negative. No, if you talk about something someone doesn't want to talk about, that's just having a debate or contrast. No, but it's called,
when people
contrast.
Talking about politics and shit like that, and people are like, I don't want to fucking talk about it. It's the reality.
So, but
what
that's
the fuck
not
is going on?
A negative thing. A negative
people
thing
find it as negative.
Okay, so do you think that he is a negative person?
I think sometimes, yeah. Not all the time. That's why we're friends.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're a more of a negative person, but I'm still your friend. I don't think it's like, it's not a negative where you're like, there's people out there who anything that happens, they are just like, bam, bam, bam. And I don't want to be around those people.
Yeah, I don't think he's like that.
You're right. I think it's like, for instance, when you talk about like your, you know, your girl life or whatever, your dating situations.
She says yourself defeat.
Or when you bring up things, a lot of it is always like the, not the feel good sides of it. I guess that's a better word of it. Like, I feel like when you tell a story or you're saying something that happened, like, say for Costa Rica, like, I don't necessarily know anything like positive about Costa Rica. And it's not because all the whole time was terrible, because it wasn't, because you were with this person for a while. But like,
it was pretty terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
because we've been in this shitty situation.
But then that's on you, right?
Well, so, I paid like, $3,000. It's not like I can just leave. I tried.
Okay, but that's the one situation you talked about. That's one situation of it. But I'm just saying, anytime, and maybe I've never called this out to you, so you like can really like understand. But like, I've never heard you super positive about a female. I really haven't. And not in a sense of like, you know, friends or whatever, someone that you like. And I think that's actually more of a reflection of you and how you feel about yourself, because you're like, you know, you make comments like, oh, I'm crazy, or, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm damaged, I'm hot mess, and we all are, and whatever, which is what it is. But like, how about like, you're focused so much. And when I say like, focus is saying I'm negative, or I'm not negative, I'm broken, or I'm damaged, and saying like, instead of just, okay, you know that stuff, who cares about that stuff? Even if that's reality, why don't you just then focus on like what you are amazing at? You already know that stuff. You're not going to change it. Who cares about it? What are the good things that you're going to talk about? That's all I'm saying. I think that would like change your life.
If I can say something,
sure.
I get what she's saying about the whole Costa Rica trip, because yes, you know, you when you were in that situation, you were mad at somebody, you felt you were under false pretenses, right? And so then you're there, and then, you know, me, I would have like, probably, I'm assuming that's what she's saying, is make the best of it, man. You're in a beautiful country and you make the best of it. And so that's all she's saying. And then when you come back, you know, you talk about it, and you could talk about like how Costa Rica is, you know, amazing, whatever. And then that, whatever happened between that, let me just finish my thought. So, and then what happened between that person, you could just be like, yeah, it just didn't work out. Right. But I get it from his standpoint, and his standpoint, and this is something that I appreciate in him, is that he is real regardless of the situation. He is, if I want an opinion that's honest, I know Tim's going to give me that opinion.
Sure.
And I don't think you would. I don't think you would, because you would spare my feelings and you would, you know what I mean? Like, but so there are benefits and I think it's just, you just have to be balanced, right? There are situations where you do want to be honest. And there are situations where you do, you know, want to look at the best picture, because I mean, like, again, it's,
I think it's like beating around the bush and then being like more like super blunt with things. And I think there are certain topics that I will really beat that bush because
we've got
there
bush
situations.
We've got bush.
Tell us about these situations.
The weed whacker.
What situations would lead to that?
You know, but like, again, you don't want to, your intentions. And I think when someone asks, for instance, the carnal thing, like, oh, you know, your wife or a girlfriend or, you know, female friend is like, hey, like, does my butt look big in this? And it's like, you know,
Tim would be like, yes. It looks too big. You know what I mean? Or like if it was, like, I think he would answer honestly. And then, might not want to wear that.
Okay. And then, yeah. And if she's like, ah, da, 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 and it takes like 2 hours to get ready. The next time she says that, you're going to be like, yeah, you're good. It's okay.
Oh no. I lie all the time with that. And like,
oh, you do.
Like, well, like, how do I look? Oh, you look amazing. Can we go? Because I'm not going to play that game. Like, just put this shit on and go. Done. You know, if you don't know your worth, then you don't even go.
So, but that is not honest.
Huh?
But that is not being real.
No, they know at that point, because here's the deal. My eyes are lying.
His eyes,
like,
don't lie.
Yeah, my eyes don't lie. Like, let's go. Because I'm not going to have this argument, because I know if I'm damned if I'm due.
And that was a situation I'm saying. You're sparing because you don't want to deal with like whatever else could come after that. So in a sense, I feel like you beat around the bush, or you just, like you said, you'll just be like, you look fine, babe, because you actually think she does look fine and you don't care about that. But she's asking you, so you're trying to give her a real opinion, and then she doesn't like what you say, but it's like, you asked, so how can you really be mad? I don't want to spend 2 hours. Like, I totally get how it goes.
Yeah, but guys are real simple. If they comment on any of that shit and you get into an argument, you're not getting laid that night. So you're going to keep your mouth shut and be like, hey, you look beautiful, right? Oh my God, so thank you.
And
yeah,
that's
done.
All the girl wants to know.
Right. So, and all a guy wants to do is get laid.
You guys speak different languages too, because like, I'll give you an example. So I was dating this girl. We go to the store and she had found some purse, dude. Like, it was neon green purse, man. I'm like,
oh no, that's different.
So, wait, no, listen. So she's like, what do you think of it? And bro, like, I don't know anything about purses. And so she's asking my opinion. I'm like, and the first thing I noticed was the neon green. I'm like, wow, that's like bright green. And she's like, oh, you don't like it. She like takes it back and brings something else. Like, I'm like, it's whatever you like. Yeah. Why does it? But then I realized that's, for example, if I'm wearing a shirt, she'll be like, oh, that shirt. You know what I mean? Like, and then I knew that it was like, she didn't like that shirt. But for me, it's like, oh, so you don't like the shirt. You're not the one wearing it. I'm wearing it.
Right. And that's,
you know what I mean? And so that's my, and so women will criticize something in the hopes that you will, in general, that in the hopes that you will change it. Whereas for us, it's like, hey, you know what? You want to wear that? That's on you.
But here's the, I mean, there's
exceptions.
There's exceptions. Yeah, like, if there's things,
that's why I said in general,
right? Like, if you're going out looking like a fucking hoochie mama, sorry, you need to go.
Why?
Change a
little. But if that's how you met her, why?
No. Wait, I'm saying no. If like, if you're going out and you're like, dude, we're going to a formal function. Can you tone it down a little bit? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Hey.
She just wanted to be told what to do.
I know. That she's servitude, so, you know.
That's right. My thing is, to your point, where the shirt thing and purse thing, and to what you said earlier, both combined, where it's like, it's about your worth and it's about, like, I can't make you happy, like, and I'm not responsible for your happiness and you're not responsible for mine. So I think it gets us, or I know it took me a while to get there and to actually implement what I knew and saying, like, my worth, like, this is what I like. It's like, yeah, I like freaking loud green purses, and like, it didn't bother you. Right. But like, if it did and you were like, no, I don't want you wearing that with me because it's too loud. It's like, well, then you're not the right person because I'm going to wear this thing. Right. Mm-hmm. Same for that situation. It's just like, you know, like, you know your personnel. Like, if your girl likes her like boobs hanging out, like, we have some friends that do, and it's always going to be out there. It's just like, that's like,
wait, what friends?
Well, not my friends, but your friends. But my friends too, I guess. I got some.
Really? Yeah. We got to have a respect.
We should meet your friends.
You have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, we met the one the boob.
Don't be putting any on blast now.
No, we met one the boob.
Anyways, so ridiculous.
He's being real. He's just saying it how it is.
That's fine, and no one has a problem with that.
I didn't say any names.
I know. So,
but we all know who you are.
We all know who you are, and you know who you are. But that's fine, and that's the whole point. Like, so you personnel. So I think, you know, dimming someone's shine, if that's what they do, and if that's going to embarrass you, then it's like, like you can't just pick and choose when you want someone to like be them. And then when you don't, it's like, you got to take it all, in my opinion. And that's where I'm at, you know, before I'd be like, I've been in the situation where it's like, oh, I don't like that change. And I'd be like, really? And it'd be an argument. I'm like, fine, I'll change.
So really there. So you're with
somebody. There are dudes. Yes.
You are with somebody. And out of nowhere, he decides to wear something that he likes and that you're like, oh, my God, I cannot. Would you say something?
I really don't care.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
You've never done it.
No, I've never been like, no, you need to change. Because really? That's happened to me. And I was like, why?
What if they're not matching?
Huh? Baggy pants.
What if they're not matching?
I mean, if that's how they're usually dressed, then I'm like, I liked them that way. But if it's like out of nowhere, all of a sudden, it was like, you know, tacky Christmas party sweater, I'd be like, is like, you really like that? I was like, huh, I didn't know that. But if that's what you want to wear, like, cool. Like, my whole thing is like, what are you going to do? Like, that has nothing to do with, that's like, everything goes in trends. The first time someone wore like, you know, like for fashion, like in seasons, you do certain things. It's like, oh, you can wear, you know, white shoes here and not there, and leopard here and whatever the thing is. It's like, just do whatever you want.